Hey everybody, we're going to get into the 70s this weekend, spring right around the corner, and guess what? The calendar flips on Sunday to March.
Freezing here.
All right, Jerry held court yesterday at the Combine.
Yes, this was not a press conference, this was a bus conference, where Jerry does this every year, gets on the bus, media jumps on there, and asks questions. I know we've had a lot of funny Jerry audio over the years and funny press conferences. I'm going to write this down as maybe the greatest one ever, 2/27/2020, because he went for an hour and 21 minutes. If he goes that long, he's going to give you more material. He's going to give you some more funny moments. We played this early in the show. This is not necessarily funny. There is one very funny element to this, but this is making headlines around the country now. We've heard about the Dez Bryant comeback, that he reached out to the Cowboys, that he wants to come back after a two-year absence and a severe injury, and he wants to play for the Cowboys. He reached out to Stephen Jones, and then Jerry said this yesterday, which makes you think that the door isn't closed on Dez.
I have not talked to Dez directly. I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
Yeah.
I have been. I'm not dismissing it. I mean, I don't want to sound like it should be dismissed by saying that.
Right.
I'm thinking about it. He's an outstanding player, and the obvious is the obvious. He's had a serious injury. He's been out a little bit, but Dez's a great player. Obvious is the obvious. Is he still a great player? We know Dez better than anybody. I know him better than. I'm going to say anybody.
That goes right up there with Troy looks good in the showers back in the first year when Troy joined the team. All right, beyond the fact that he thinks about him in the shower, I don't doubt Jerry still loves Dez, and he probably does think about him in the shower. He's not coming back to the Cowboys. He may get a shot from some team, but Steven, I think Mike McCarthy, the scouting department, they're not going to revisit Dez. That's just not going to happen.
You know, one of the knocks on Jerry is that he's gotten too close to his players over the years. That's also one of the compliments.
Yes.
That Jerry develops these personal relationships with his players and he genuinely cares for them. And I believe that.
I do too.
I also believe that it's gotten in the way of business over the years too.
Yes.
And I think that's what you're seeing here. He does love Dez. And I think your theory that he just doesn't want to slam Dez publicly by saying, we're moving on from him, we have no interest, he's got a soft spot for him.
Yes.
But I don't think it means anything. It doesn't mean that they're going to bring him to camp. Nobody is going to be interested in Dez. There may be one team out there desperate that would invite him to an off-season workout or a camp. But he's not going to play next year in the NFL. I find that very hard to believe, that you've been away from the game for 3 years, a devastating injury, 6 years removed from your last good season, and you're going to come in and make an impact for a team at 31, 32?
No way. And it's not going to happen here. I think Jerry did do that as a favor to Dez yesterday to make it seem like, yeah, he can come back. Dez is a great player. But you watch, this story will have legs throughout the weekend, and until, as you said earlier, it's not a story. Dez has already tweeted out, let's do it, in response to Jerry's comment yesterday, or let's get it, or something like that. So, no, that is not going to happen. But, yes, Jerry still loves Dez very much. He also had some other funny quotes when talking about some other members of the Cowboys organization, including his new coach, Mike McCarthy. Jerry, why do you like your new head coach so much?
I like his football demeanor. Because I like football.
What the hell does that mean?
Have you ever heard the term football demeanor before?
No.
And rather, because I like football.
He couldn't come up with anything better than that?
No.
As to what he likes about his new head coach?
No, that was all he could think of. And in fairness to him, he did go on after this, but that's just... I mean, Jerry could pull
That's 80, unbelievable.
80 drops of yesterday's bus conference. But this is, give this one a listen, Gordo. This is why he likes Mike McCarthy so much.
I like his football demeanor. Because I like football.
I'm so worried about him. This is the guy that he chose to give the keys to the franchise to and be his head coach. He can't come up with something better than his football demeanor because I like football. He can't say, I love the way he calls a game. I love the way he gets a team ready. Uh-uh. I love the year and a half he spent in the barn learning more and more about the game. I love his thirst for...
No, that's all stupid.
Seriously.
Football demeanor because I like football. And yes, he did talk about the fact he's been to a Super Bowl. He likes that. And I think he did mention the year in the barn later, but that's just such a weird way to start commenting on the guy who's now... And his tone yesterday, I don't know if I've ever seen Jerry so happy and relaxed. And like I said, he went on for an hour and 21 minutes. I think he does feel like they are on the right track with McCarthy, and we'll see who they sign and who they don't sign in with this team. He looked like a guy who was very confident that his team is going to be good next year and maybe good for the next couple of years. But that was a crazy quote. And so was this one when he talked about spending money.
And anybody around me can see that I'm not trying to save dollars. I spend dollars. For stuff.
Yes.
I spend dollars.
For stuff.
Yeah, like I said, there's like 80 drops in the bus conference from yesterday. He did talk about some current matters that do have some concern. And at the top of the list, Dak, his quarterback. When is that going to happen? And he says that Dak negotiations have picked up, and yes, just like he loves Dez, and we'll later find out how much he loves Jason Witten, he loves Dak.
The same as I feel about Steven. There's no going forward without Steven or one of your family members, so you got to get it figured out. We've done this so many times, and I've done it so many times away from football. And so I know what's happening to you when you get irritated or you get put off or you're not happy with who you're negotiating with. This is a deal that ultimately I have to do. When I say do, I have to sign the check. So it's got to fit. It just has to fit. And it has to fit a lot of things. And for me, this is not about Dak. It's about the team.
So he compares Dak to one of his sons, not Jerry Jr., Steven, but says, yeah, we're going to get this done. I couldn't move on without him. And again, later he talked about how much he loves Dak and how much he is a part of this team. And this deal will get done. It's just a matter of what is that guaranteed money, and is it 33, 35, 37 a year? It'll get done.
They're not necessarily Jerry, Steven, Mike, this week making the negotiating process any easier for themselves, are they? They've all said he's a franchise quarterback and there is no going forward without him.
Yeah.
So in other words, no matter what Dak asks for, $50 million a year, $150 million guaranteed. They're telling us there's no going forward without him.
You know what my theory on that is? I think they've heard some blowback from Dak and maybe Dak's camp that why is this still going? What do they really feel about me? Why isn't this deal done? Kind of his behavior at the Super Bowl when he, you know, canceled some interviews, that he was really maybe ticked. And maybe they feel like that will help negotiations if they make Dak feel more at ease. That, no, you're the guy. We're not saying you're not the guy. You're the guy. That's just a theory of mine. I don't know.
That doesn't seem like a very good negotiating tactic.
No, unless on the other end, if you have your quarterback questioning, do they really love me? Well, tell them how much you love them publicly, and then, oh, okay, they love me. Yeah, I'll settle for 34, 35, and maybe it helps along those lines. That's just a theory, but, yeah, traditionally that doesn't make much sense in the negotiating process. And as we mentioned yesterday, this whole CBA thing, why should fans care about a collective bargaining agreement? Well, if you're a Cowboy fan, you really should. As Jerry notes, it goes right into the signing period or putting the franchise tag on somebody like Dak or Amari Cooper.
It's what it is. We'll just have to, we'll figure out a way to do it. I wish I could tell you that was one of the reasons I've said was why I could have conceived not doing it. There's no question it's going to put a bigger angst. But we're going to be better off for it, and I think we'll be better off as a team. But there's a little more challenge here on our part to not have both tags.
Yeah, talking about that's why he almost thought about voting against it, because if they didn't have a new CBA, the Cowboys would have a franchise and a transition tag. So one could go to Dak, one could go to Cooper if they didn't have those deals done here by March 12th. All right, talking about players that he loves, this player was recently on the Bravo Eugenia. He has been seen at several Jones family gatherings. He was in the basketball bunch. He's Jason Witten, back with the team last year after the one-year hiatus. He says he'd like to play again, would like it to be with the Cowboys, and Jerry is right there with him. He wants Jason Witten back, too.
I feel strongly he wants to play right now, and I think he can play. And I would hope that he would not ever be anything but a Cowboy. It's meaningful. Generally, I want it to work with Mike, and not Mike being the holdup. I don't want to say it that way, but I would say the holdup one way or the other of Jason being comfortable with the fit.
So that makes me think the Cowboys have already told him, you're no longer the starting tight end here. You probably won't be the starting tight end here. Are you comfortable with being the second, heck, I don't know, maybe third tight end, depending on what they do in the draft or free agency, and playing a minor role on this team?
Isn't he going to play a minor role no matter where he goes?
Probably.
So why would he want to do that? He doesn't need the money.
He loves football.
He's taken a beating over the years.
Yeah. Like Jerry, he loves football and is not ready to hang him up just yet.
I guess so. Do you think he'll be happy with...
I don't know.
12 snaps a game?
I wouldn't think so, but maybe it still keeps him involved, and maybe he too, like Jerry, thinks his Cowboy team is really going to be good. Maybe he's been rejuvenated by Mike McCarthy, but I don't know. Maybe there's another team out there. Once he hits the market, maybe he'll see another team would be willing to use him more than the Cowboys are. I don't know. I would think that list would be pretty small, too. All right, to me, this is surprising. Jimmy Johnson's now going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, we learned a couple of months ago. And we just figured, okay, well, if that is the case, then surely this preseason or this regular season at some home game, Jimmy would then go into the Ring of Honor. Jerry yesterday said don't hold your breath on that.
Regarding Jimmy, we have such a big year ahead of us there with Jimmy and his celebration, and I want that to be the focus period for that. And everybody said, well, is that the right order of things? Well, Coach Landry was in the Hall of Fame before the Ring of Honor, and so there you got two greatest coaches in history of the Cowboys, and so they can be in the same order.
He was smiling when he did say that. Jerry says that all the time. I'm smiling when I say this. He didn't look like he had, you know, bitterness towards Jimmy. He seemed legitimately happy for Jimmy. And the way he sees it is, hey, we're going to get it done, but let this year be about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And then we'll bring him in, I guess, next year.
I guess I'm okay with that. As long as Jimmy gets into the Ring of Honor before he dies.
That's a thing. You just never know. I don't.
Well, he's not that old.
Well, no, but I mean, it like could apply to someone 20 years younger than that. You just don't know. Why put it off? And I don't think it takes away from the Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremony for Jimmy. To me, it just, yes, this is a big year for Jimmy. Why not make it even bigger? Why not from the Cowboys camp say,
you know why.
We embrace you.
You know why. Because Jerry still wants to hold a little bit of power over Jimmy. And by delaying the Ring of Honor 1 year, he's getting one last right. little
one
twist
more
in. One little twist to remind Jimmy who's in charge.
And maybe in the back of his mind he thinks, okay, more chance to get a ring before I put him in.
Yeah, maybe that too. But I think
Jimmy ring.
I think mainly it's Jerry telling everybody, I'm not letting anybody or anything dictate my decision on the Ring of Honor. Everybody is saying, well, Jerry, now you have to do it this year because Jimmy's in the Hall of Fame. And Jerry is saying, I don't have to do anything. I'm not letting the Hall of Fame dictate my Ring of Honor. I'm not letting he's just flexing his muscle. That's all he's doing.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, one more. As we approach the draft, the Cowboys with the 17th overall pick. Earlier this week, I outlined, man, it'd be pretty awesome if you had somebody like Henry Ruggs III sitting there. The Cowboys go with the best player on the board. Well, Jerry agrees with that. That's his draft philosophy. Look at the best player out there.
The best player that's sitting there. The very best player. One thing that Mike has basically emphasized with everybody is I can change what I'm doing to the skills of the player. If he's the player, so he says, get me the good player, and I'll put him to work in what he does best.
And we still have, we wondered this for the last couple of years, and now with Mike McCarthy in here, I think with a bigger role, yes, I know with a bigger role than what Jason Garrett played in personnel and big-time decisions, it does make you wonder how it does work on draft day when the Cowboy pick is ready to be made. I think now they just need Jerry's stamp of approval, and maybe he still does have some veto power. But when it comes to who we take or who we don't take, I don't think Jerry plays the role that he used to with that.
You know, the comment I found interesting, Jerry said, I'm on my last contract. He's again talking about his mortality.
Yeah.
It's going to be 78 this year, 78 in October. I wonder in his mind how much longer he thinks he has. If he says he's on his last contract, like I've always pictured Jerry thinking he's got 20 more years, that he's going to be in charge of this thing till he's 98. But he keeps bringing up his own mortality.
Yeah. I took it in reference to the CBA, 10 more years.
88?
So oh, okay.
That's how I took that. I'm on my last.
That's what he was referring to.
I'm on my last CBA. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about like his life contract.
Will he last that
a little
in
bit?
Charge?
Yeah. I bet he will.
In charge of the Cowboys at 88.
So I mean, that's a good one. Okay. Even if he's talking CBA, he did tie it to his life expectancy. Let's say 10 years, 88. You know what? I've gotten the feeling he's going to be in charge of this thing into his 90s. He's still sharp.
Very sharp. Well,
he's apparently, as far as we know, he's physically fit, and he's a billionaire, so he's got the money to keep himself alive.
He's
I'm
going to
say yes.
See the best doctors. I would say yes. If that's the over-under, Jerry running this thing, I'm taking the over.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes.
I think I will, too.
There's nothing that indicates you should take the under, right? Other than average life expectancy for a human being, other than that. But there's nothing in his behavior that indicates that he won't.
Yeah, he says this is his last contract, but I bet Jerry is around to have influence on the negotiations 10 years from now.
Yes. That's a good one. I wonder when he, say, hires Mike McCarthy, does he see that as his last coaching hire? He certainly hopes it is, but like, did he think that about the Garrett hire? Maybe he'll be here 20 years, 30 years like Landry.
I bet he does, because, heck, I start thinking along those terms at my age. You just never know.
Yeah, you're always talking about your mortality, too.
Especially this weekend.
This weekend. This could be my last show here today. You never know.
All right, 8:33 on